This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So, Club DVA, Tiesto is annihilating his residency. I am in the VIP. I'm just sort of vibing. I am,
and I'm trying to get in the VIP. Like, yeah. I'm vibing like just outside the VIP, kind of going like, do you see me, Hayes? Because a lot of times we've gone together, but still loving Tiesto's stuff. But yeah, I'm remembering this night. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was slurping out of a big jar that had honey scrawled on it, H-U-N-N-Y, holding it with both hands, just slurping the honey. And it's like off menu, and they actually don't even have it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like I'm like scooping it up, and I'm trying to get to the honey that's like stuck on the inside of the jar. Normally, I don't get this because it is so much honey. It's like more than I actually need in like within one night.
Right. It's a little heavy. And I, of course, I'm also there, and I also have a special treat that I actually had to sneak in, which is I have a jar of expired E. coli peanut butter that I got off eBay. It's sort of an artifact of the largest, food spoilage lawsuit in U.S. history. Mm-hmm. And I'm waiting to crack that baby because I'm like, this is rare.
This is expensive. We talk about like, table service, like that's expensive.
Yeah, like it's popping like,
no,
bottles.
Actually, this is expensive. This
There's
is
a
rare.
Lot of bottles of Grey Goose out there. There's really only a handful of these peanut butter jars left, and I'm about to bust it open and make this place sick as dogs, which is such a great shared experience. I mean, it's almost like an ayahuasca thing, right?
Yeah.
Where like through that purging, right, of your past, which is all collected in your gut molecules, you sort of find out who you're supposed to be. But go ahead, you're eating a big thing of honey.
Well, I think what, and that makes sense because like once you did open it, and it is like aerosolized at that point, it turns out. Like, people aren't really opening this, but like that did sort of confirm that it was aerosolized. But I think the fact that I had gotten the honey jar stuck on my head at that point is why I didn't suffer.
You were the only person in the club immune to.
Yes.
Immune to the effects. And so, yeah, I mean, you ultimately carried everyone out of the club one by one, including Tiesto, which I've been grateful for. I haven't had a chance to say thank you until today. But we've been so crazy running around. And now we're still busy. We have a show. We have
Austin.
The guys. We have Austin. We have Sean. They're both here.
Did you ever do deviate?
Y'all ever hit? Did y'all hit deviate during that period of Tiesto's residency?
I have a deviant art page.
You're on DeviantArt. Okay, are we doing?
Right into it.
Mpreg?
It's Cigarette Guy. I have a couple pieces up there right now.
Your username is Cigarette Guy.
Cigarette underscore guy.
Cigarette underscore
the
guy.
The underscore couldn't get it without.
I think I did it intentionally. Some good pieces up there.
And that could be an interesting motif on DeviantArt, Sonic smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, actually, it is Christopher Robin smoking a cigarette.
Robin.
You know what?
Wow,
you should just
so
look.
Crazy.
It's pretty good. Christopher Robin and Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes are both smoking cigarettes. Or I guess Calvin's
those
pissing
two smoking.
On, Calvin's pissing on the ashes of, I guess, both of the smoldering mass must be poo and Hobbes. And then Christopher Robin is smoking
a cigarette. They burnt them?
They've torched them. They've burned them.
It's really like a whole kind of like, it's this like Calvin and Hobbes, Christopher Robin, Winnie the Pooh. Like, what is this? Like,
put away your childish things, right? Like, this is adulthood. Like, let's light up a fucking cig. Is it, I mean, is it clear in the artwork that it's like dipped in fry or anything like that? The cigarette, is it just straight up nicotine, or they have like formaldehyde or something?
You know, I will leave that to the viewer to make. You know, we should bring it up.
All right, I'm going to look at it.
It's Kevin, incredible.
Kevin, can you pull that up?
Sure.
I'd like to look at that.
The thing that's like making me actually really sad is if like Calvin changed his mind and that's what he's like trying to pee on the ashes
to
like
put out. Put it out.
Nah, you just need to look.
I wish I didn't do this. Sad.
Oh, okay.
Look on his face does not say I'm trying to put this out.
Okay. Honestly, he's got that sort of wicked smirk. Oh,
Christopher Robin's lighting his cigarette off of the flame of the skeleton. That's good. I did that, but I would love to draw your attention
you
to my.
That you did that.
Now, I would like to draw your attention to my first piece, the Olive Garden of Earthly Delights. Obviously, okay.
Bosh. Yeah, I know.
But what it is, oh, actually, you know what? Some of the shit that's got going on in here, I don't want to talk about. But
you don't have to talk about all of it.
Yeah.
Is that Biodome?
Biodome.
Okay.
Follow the leader. It's happening.
So, oh, I see what you don't. Yeah, I get it now.
I don't want to talk about. We don't need to talk about 9/11 right now. It's just like that. We started right into it. Into my DeviantArt page.
Save that content for revisionist history.
But this is what you guys do. You challenge people. Of course, you're a band. It's Parquet Courts. They're here, and that's
they're
very,
not the whole band. They like
no, there's, but there's four. We don't have the whole band. Like we're gonna talk about the guys that aren't here.
So you two
mm-hmm.
are the like you two do podcasts. Sort of within the band, the other guys like do most of the like music stuff, but you like do the podcast.
Well, we were thinking about picking one of these things up, and so we've been doing a few of them, seeing what feel you know, kind of kicking the tires and getting some.
Yeah,
we kind of want to do one.
Came to the right place.
And we started
this
one
a good baseline. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we started a podcast like 4 years ago.
Yeah,
it turns out it takes more than just like drinking hard liquor in a room with microphones.
Yeah, what was it that got you all to keep doing it after the first one?
Nothing else happening.
But you had to keep being like, you had to like. I think where we failed was that we did it, and then at the end of doing it, we were kind of like nobody really mentioned like doing it again. Like we didn't have it wasn't on an iCal or anything. Like, I guess you really have to commit to it.
Yeah, I would listen to that honestly. That I mean like that means that it's not for you. If at the first like taste of it, if it didn't like get in your bloodstream and like you didn't need to like immediately start,
you didn't catch the bug.
Yeah, then yeah, it's not for everyone.
Bitten by the podcast bug, you know? Mm-hmm. It's gotten more and more of us.
I think also our schedule is so wild, you know, maybe
But it's not like it's like it's not about the like
no
you can make time for it. It's very easy to make time
your
for
schedule
it.
You've made time for it.
We're also recording it like in the room where we recorded it. Also, it was the same room. It was our studio. It's like where all of our music equipment was. So it was kind of weird to like be like, all right, well, instead of jamming on these new tunes.
It's like bringing a big plate of green beans into the candy shop and going, oh, I'm just going to eat. And it's like you're just looking around like, what am I doing, man?
Yeah, I'm using football to play basketball.
There's sour balls over there.
Yeah.
Ah. Right?
That's right.
But we can figure out some other shit for you potentially if
if you're
looking around. Like obviously like podcasting doesn't sound like that's like the right direction, but like elevating some of what you all are doing to the point of like expand like onto new platforms and things like that.
Yeah, just reaching a wider audience, I think, with some of what you've already kind of honed. We have an exciting announcement, I guess, today, which is Hayes and I have produced our own original content, but we are finally getting into this streaming game. So we're launching our own platform and we have acquired the rights to some very exciting content, specifically a film from 1998 called The Faculty, I don't know if you guys remember the faculty, but you know, Josh Hart had Clea DuVall, Sean Hattisey, Elijah's in there, John Stewart's there. There's, you know, the legal rights stuff. You guys would be bored by this, like the aspects of it. But we've got the rights, and this is like our big springboard to launch the new streaming platform, Hollywood Handbook Plus. But we don't have access to the audio. We just have the decoupled video footage. Yeah. And
which honestly for me is awesome. Like watching it, I was like, what an opportunity. I would love another everything that's like I'm seeing on screen is working, but like nothing, I close my eyes and I'm like, this, like we can do better than this.
There's one line read I wish we had. There's obviously the best line read in the entire film and maybe all of cinema, where John Stewart notices that the coach, who has become some kind of alien, is drinking out of a fish tank and says, man, coach is thirsty today. That, I wish we had that. Everything else can go. Everything else can go. And we may try to sneak that in, actually. But the soundtrack, you know, we can start fresh. And we were thinking, well, we got these music guys. Let's get some music. Let's get some VO, some ADR stuff. And maybe start piecing in what's going to be there right now.
Wow. So, I mean, you could even just have like if you got anybody on the street, you could like walk up to them and be like, can you just say this really fast or whatever and record them saying, like, there's got like the... Is there some issue with like you can't overdub the exact script or something, or you actually want
it can't match the lips as part of the, again, the contract is going to be boring to you guys, but if it syncs up with the lip flap at all, even appears to, we're going to be in jail.
DDoS.
Yeah.
On the entire platform.
What are you can't be telling people what, when they ask you what you're in for, you're not going to want to tell them why.
No, that's not a way to look.
No, they do not take
inside.
Kindly to copyright violations in there. Yes.
No, so that's the bottom of the barrel in there. Yeah.
So we need a Foley guy. Any of you
I actually do know a
who
really
wants
good
to be
Foley?
I do.
Okay. Yeah. That's what I was thinking as well.
I would love, I would be honored to do something like that. Have like a little kitty, like a sandbox with like, you know, where I can drag my chains around and shit like that.
We aren't going to be able to do the sandbox or chains. It's just going to be whatever is kind of reachable for you.
Really, what
right
we
now.
Have is this, and I will make this sound for you now.
Oh, that'll work. I can work with that. As long as I can get a really high resolution sort of audio file.
So that's going to be the only sound that we can create other than what you can do with your mouth and hands.
Oh, that's not a problem.
I would hope not.
Can I use my mouth on the tube and have it in my hands? Can I be using all three instruments at the same time?
We don't have the equipment for that.
Shit.
We just got the one track at a time. But Kevin, do you want to pull up a clip and these guys? Sure. And so
we can watch
Austin,
the original clip on this.
Austin, I assume you're saving your voice for, you know, you want us to ask, and we're going to ask, can you do the dialogue for the film?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be honored.
How am I supposed to play that instrument that you have? You didn't mail me one or anything.
What you do is when you're ready for it, just snap and point to me.
Okay.
You want to practice it once?
Yeah, but how often do I get to do it? As much as I'd like?
I can probably do it once every 4 minutes.
And it's going to be at that speed.
It's really long.
Okay. Let's scrunch it up.
There's one other sound it can make, but I don't think it'll get picked up here.
And which one am I supposed to be?
All dialogue.
All dialogue.
So you're going to be the speaking parts of the characters. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, if you have instruments just like sitting around, it would be great to like
do some
score
music.
This as well, in addition to Foley. And so,
yeah, Kevin, we need the music for sure.
If we could just like watch, like see what we're working with that's going to drop out. I think we're actually going to lose the.
Sorry, I thought you pointed at me.
Lose the audio track entirely by the end of the day. And so, like, we don't have time to play these entire clips, okay? Yep. So just, like, be selective in terms of, like, what we can cover now.
I'm going to play this clip while you guys are getting ready.
Okay.
I don't recognize the surface tissue at all. Casey, I don't want to blow smoke up your butt here, but I think you found a new species.
Yeah, they're right. Looking at it a nasty, happen. Like...
New species are discovered every day. Be so cynical. Could it be Napa stimulata? Nah.
A nasty hunk.
They escaped detection until the mid-20th century.
You just know everything.
Ooh, that's where I'd like to hear the sound. When he moves his neck.
Me?
It should match his neck moving. Take a look. I think.
Maybe even get in on some of that federal grant.
Because he sort of shared a look with the gal and, like, when you're horny like that, your bones kind of get a little creaky.
Yeah.
Okay, they spilled water on the nasty thing, and it's like moving around and being crazy. Yeah, Usher's there.
Yeah,
yeah. Usher Raymond the Fourth. Kevin, this clip is like too short.
It's all right.
It's okay. It's not what I was gonna say. It's like pretty freaky.
Pretty good for the tube, too.
It's actually scaring the hell out of me. And there's not a lot of... I guess it's good that there's not a lot of sound for the podcast audience to enjoy in the clip.
Yeah, that is good, because this is going away.
Yeah, I'd hate for them to think, like, oh, I want to hear that.
Okay, so let's get it again. We're doing dialogue from Austin, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And this is score. Like, this is how it works. This is how you score a film.
Mm-hmm.
Austin's doing the dialogue for every character. Sean is doing Foley, both like on and the musical score. Is that right?
Oh, wow.
Austin's
doing music as well. Great.
Yeah.
And so we'll just like jam it out. We'll get it in one take. And just let me know when you guys are ready and I'll watch.
Boys, I'll count down from three. I won't say one trick of the trade, but I'll point to you. Okay.
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 And then John Stewart's the one.
Don't point
talking
to me.
Mostly, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's mostly, a lot of John Stewart.
So I would like for the teacher, I would do like deep teacher voice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the boy characters, I would do like still kind of deep, but a little higher. And for the girl characters,
little childish.
Very high voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I have to stress, I really think that the tube thing should really only happen when Josh Hartnett or whatever moves his neck like that.
Okay, great.
I really can't think of any other placement for it right now.
Okay, this may not be the spot for it.
In 3, 2.
And this is how you impregnate a snail. Basically, that's just it. Yeah, that's all there is. That's all there is to it. You just insert the chicken sperm into the snail, and it's really quite fascinating. This will be on the test. What does that chicken sperm look like to you? It's white and blue. Interesting. And purple? Yeah, I see some purple in there. And,
The girls have to be talking more. Gotta hear from the
girl. Well, you know, I am just one
girls.
Guy.
Okay. Okay. All right, Kevin.
Cut.
Freeze it. So what? Okay. So hey, we want to support you, Austin. So what are you saying you need? Two runs at it?
Maybe we do just a girl, just a
six
girl take
at once.
You don't have to do them all at once. We can do a girl
is
track
this like
right
upright
now.
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah, we what could run girl track.
We wish.
Yes.
Oh my god,
dude, that would be so funny if it were Upright Citizens Brigade. Oh my god, Austin,
no.
Now I kind of want to do Upright Citizens Brigade.
I'm thinking of doing it. So,
well, I mean, feel free to help me out with one of these six characters in the dialogue. For
okay, I'll be the gooey thing.
Gooey thing. Right.
Yeah, I'll be the gooey thing, the monster creature.
We got teacher locked in, and so now I think we can get the gooey thing track and just girls only track for this one. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll pick up where we left off.
I don't think that you did a very good job with the neck thing there, Sean. Not to, you know, I know there's a lot going on, but you see what I mean, right? You hear where it should, or do you see where it should be?
I thought I did it when it was. I think,
you know what, man? Maybe you did better than I thought. I think I'm being a little hard on you.
There can be
no. Hey, I'm always ready for.
But you know,
that real creak of that foot.
I want you to be hard on me in this case. I'll be ahead of it this time, and so I'll be the voice of the gooey thing, and I will also try to get the neck timing closer. No promises. And I'd love to hear a little more music as well.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. See what I can pull up for you.
Okay. This is Girls Only track in 3, 2.
Hey, watch it, pal. At least buy me dinner first, huh, Teach? Hey, what's everybody looking at over here? You act like you've never seen a crazy alien species before. Hey, is your neck okay, buddy? Why'd it make that noise?
Okay, can we stop it really quick? I just want to say
cut. You think the thing's talking too much?
No, I think the thing is talking just enough. I don't think this,
the girls are talking
enough. I don't think the girls are talking enough. I think this sending a message about women in STEM that like we don't want to. I don't know if your opinion on that is that they would just be quiet throughout this whole sequence. We want them to be speaking a lot. A lot.
I think only one of them's talking, and I missed the cue.
They're talking.
I haven't seen this movie.
They're talking. Like Sean said,
you've certainly seen this clip.
There are so many people on screen. The idea that like one of the girls isn't talking all the time, even just like background, like chatter, things like that. We really want to
background chatter.
Yeah, we want to flood the zone with them making observations.
I think
about,
I might have something to do that if I can.
You have? Oh, okay.
I might be able to do something kind of.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, now Sean is now.
Hold on, let me see here.
Getting into the dialogue game. That's
maybe
exciting.
And it's funny when you don't fight for your spot. You watch what happens. Is there are so many other hungry young upstarts and go-hards in this industry that want your seat.
That's right.
The streaming game, it's cutthroat. You know, there's a lot of spots, it looks like, but your spot is always at risk. So.
No, that's not going to work.
Okay. And sometimes, you know, sometimes the person coming for your spot, just it just doesn't work.
No, a lot of times the reason you got that spot is because the people coming for it just don't have.
They don't have what it takes.
Anything to offer.
Mm-hmm. And the guy who had the original spot just ends up keeping it.
Yeah, just by hanging out. And just
happens all
being,
the time.
You know, it's like not fucking up can be better than trying sometimes.
Yeah, there's a name. I feel like they have a whole thing for that, right?
They sure do.
Stuff for it is what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to my original thing.
All right.
Okay.
We're going to pick up where we left off.
Girls only track.
3, 2.
I'm kind of hungry. Anybody want to get out of here and go get some lunch? Maybe corn dogs or vegetarian burgers. This class sucks.
Here's something only 90s kids will understand. Oh, whoa, hey, yo, usually somebody buys me dinner first. Jeez, splashing me with the water. Yikes, that'll wake you up in the morning, and it has awoken me.
Okay.
I've been thinking a lot about what happens after you die lately. Where you go from here, you know? I mean, because we're made of energy, right? It's got to go somewhere.
Does okay.
Fill another husk or...
Okay, I'm going to stop it. Some really good stuff in there. I love the lunch dialogue.
The lunch stuff had me rolling, dog.
Yes. I loved the walking riff over to... To the aquarium.
Shit, man, bottle that and sell it. That music was really doing something for me.
Yeah, I can't shut it off now. This is, I mean, yeah, this is feeling really good and natural.
The music was really powerful and I think mm-hmm. brought a new dimension to this footage that we've been trying to look for and kind of find, like, what's our take mm-hmm. on the visual elements of the faculty? And that really opened it up for me.
And I mean, that's what you're going to get from us for right now. But, you know, that's just how good we are off the, you know, with improvising and shit.
It's jazz, yeah.
Like Upright Citizens Brigade.
That's like basically yeah. Upright Citizens Brigade style shit.
Yeah, ASCAP.
Right?
Some.
I think that. Yeah, no, I have nothing to say, actually. Sorry, go on. Hayes.
We can just take a little break before we are going to do the next clip. We can just take a break and get to know each other a little bit. What's the most dangerous sound?
Yeah. Is there a particular sound that you fear even putting into one of your songs?
Yeah.
Because of how powerfully dangerous it could be?
Gunshots, maybe?
Okay.
Okay. That was going to be my guess as well.
Dangerous sound.
The devil's chord.
Yeah. Oh, that thing.
Okay.
That, like,
that's more what we were hoping to get from you. I don't know all these terms.
Like, you know, like elephants, they like emit like a low frequency tone that mm-hmm. kills like elephant trainers. I'd be afraid but tempted to put that into some of our songs.
You're talking about the low frequency sound that elephants can make at any time to kill their trainers.
Their trainer. Specifically calibrated to annihilate. Kill. It stopped the heart of an elephant trainer.
Yeah.
So many elephant trainers, the day they retire, say that, like, as much as they're going to miss the job, the big relief to them is they are no longer vulnerable to the low frequency mm-hmm. elephant sound that could kill them.
And you know what they gave me? A watch. All I got was a watch.
Mm-hmm. 40 years in the elephant enclosure.
Pop quiz, hot shot. An elephant is standing on, I guess, near you. And you're going to train it for a very, very long time.
These are all good answers. The correct answer was actually freedom of speech. Freedom of speech is...
Okay.
That's the most dangerous and yet the one that we must most violently protect.
It does make sense. Mm-hmm.
Freedom of speech is the most dangerous thing.
Sound.
The most dangerous sound.
And yet also
the most dangerous sound is a free populace speaking its mind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. That's right. How loud is that?
I got a free plugin for that recently.
You got a
freedom of speech plugin?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting to us.
It'll get you a parental advisory sticker on the cover of your album.
We court that sort of controversy. I think that's just the sort of thing that get more eyes on Hollywood Handbook Plus if we get embroiled in some kind of controversy,
civil rights case.
Leads to like think pieces. Yeah.
Well, some of the greats, you know, have been embroiled in civil rights cases.
Who designed Ginsburg was there. But who designed that parental advisory logo? Like, that logo's kind of kick ass.
Huh,
why didn't they make it? Because, like,
they had to hire a deviant to stop a deviant. You know,
like, there
I mean?
Had to have been a meeting where they're like, well, I mean, we don't want the logo to look like stupid, though. Because like, really what they should have done is made the logo really, really stupid. Like, it should be
the logo
like
was very appealing. That's true.
Yeah. The logo is like, it has become almost like not that it wouldn't, no matter what it was, but like, let's say, for example, they used like the Lucky Charms leprechaun instead of like the rather, you know, just parental advisory. If it was a little leprechaun, there was
Was any sort of like color scheme, just like a soft pastel color scheme or something for it.
Yeah,
it looked like it was in like the same like font and like kind of design as like a pharmaceutical company logo or something like that.
If it was like yellow, like Comic Sans on like a baby blue background, I feel like wouldn't have been
like if you put it on a t-shirt, they would sell it at Old Navy, not Hot Topic.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That would be effective.
Like those Life is Good guys, those fucking guys. They should be the parental advisors.
You think it's a different guy every time doing that stuff?
Every time sometimes the same guy. His life is good.
That's just one guy doing different things. It's not like
I know sometimes there are
No, I know the shirts are different, but it's the same guy.
That one guy's doing all that.
Yeah, he did all that stuff.
Wow. I'll be goddamned. Because sometimes there's other ones in there too, though. Right? Or maybe I'm thinking of the stick figure family people.
Or Salt Life, maybe.
Yeah, Salt maybe Life. Salt Life.
Salt Life is good. Collabo.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have the freedom of speech code. I got a freedom of speech printer driver.
Oh, good.
That I'm
having. Documents, yeah.
Yeah. For like,
shreddable documents, yeah.
Yeah. For the, like, for very sensitive documents.
What was your favorite usage of freedom of speech?
Favorite usage all time?
We could do a top five. You know,
that would be better for me.
It's hard to narrow it down.
I hate to pick.
I guess one would be when Frances McDormand was giving her Academy Award speech and said representation, and then listed the agents and managers who represented her. Mm-hmm. That was a huge one for me.
Mm.
That was formative.
Because she could have said representation matters, but instead she just named all the people that...
Her representation.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She was just talking about, yes. And it was a good reminder mm-hmm. to not assume what the second half of like a sentence or an idea is going to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she used her freedom of speech to kind of like ring that bell for all of mm-hmm. us.
Really hammer home the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
What about Keep Christ and Christmas?
When was that? Who said that?
Who was saying that? Just everybody, huh?
Yeah, some lady.
Probably said it at some point.
Somebody with freedom.
Nobody took it out. Yeah. We took it out.
I guess when Tom Green put his bum on the Sweden, that for me was like...
The Swedish.
No, it's the Swedish, yeah. Sorry, I'm really
well, they didn't
tired.
Really let you see it that much, and so like...
No. I mean, they pulled it right away, but mm-hmm. but that he got out in front of it and kind of said that was special for me.
Mm-hmm.
What about like Hustler magazine? I mean, revolutionary freedom of speech.
Yeah, that was some of the craziest porno I've ever seen. So yeah. I guess that
doesn't get much more free than that speech.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Some of the porno in that was so crazy for me
mm-hmm.
that I have to put it on the Mount Rushmore of speech freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So that I agree with. Good pull, Austin.
Mm-hmm. So far, we have Tom Green putting his bum on the Swedish Hustler magazine. Kevin, do you have any like? Anything you'd
submissions
like to put on
for it, something
freedom
to consider
of speech more?
At least.
It's less of a pop culture one and more of a personal one. My doctor recently asked me if I heard about the Alec Baldwin controversy, and I said yes. And he said, he responded, that was so bad. And so my doctor's like opinion on it, I feel like.
Yeah, that in a medical office that you would have a right to tell a patient who had not yet weighed in on where they stood, just mm-hmm. like to label it as bad and not fear, you know, losing your job over that. That's pretty cool. That's to me, that's pretty fucking cool.
Bold.
It was awesome.
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't think that they should have gotten so mad at him for using his iPad on the airplane. Yeah.
Okay, that's not what that was about. You like?
Are you sure?
Yeah, that was about he shot someone with a gun. That had nothing to do with using his iPad on the airplane. You think that's That's what they were so mad at him for?
But
this isn't really fair, Hayes. They were mad at that, and it was words with friends, so it's definitely under freedom of speech.
And then it turned out,
okay.
Yeah,
that's what freedom of speech is, right? It's just words with friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was also, I mean, that was like in 2010.
I know. That's why it's like.
Well, we're allowed to go back as far as we want.
It's crazy. The doctor is still hung up on it.
Kevin, you think your doctor was actually talking about when Alec Baldwin got kicked off of an American Airlines flight for using his iPad?
I should have
gone
back
to the doctor and find out. Yeah, because that's what I
assumed. Have you not been to the doctor in 10 years?
He wasn't that specific, I guess. He was like, did you hear about that Alec Baldwin controversy? That was so bad.
It's pretty tough stuff, though, you have to admit.
This week on the Pro Version, the boys work on page 3 for the script Barbara Bush.
And then, Kevin, go ahead.
Mike says, "What the fuck is this?" Greg says, "Your pay."
Okay.
For me, I love that we're letting everybody know it's a little edgy. We can curse.
Yeah.
I don't need all the other noise around it. Why doesn't Mike just go, fuck?
We can, well, I like that. I think we can pluck it, like plus just that a little bit. What if it's just like, Mike, fuck a suck.
Check out the Pro Version, the Flagrant Ones, Carl Calls His Cousin, and the video for today's episode with Sean and Austin of Parquet Courts at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, "You sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now." And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Well, I have four more clips. Maybe we can watch one more.
Okay, we're going to do one more clip. Kevin, please pick a really good one this time. That time, honestly, there were way too many characters. Austin got really overwhelmed.
I
feel like that wasn't entirely my fault because you're asking me to make voices for people that weren't moving their mouth or anything.
Austin, we're blaming Kevin right now. We're arguing in agreement.
You're in the clear.
Okay.
And it is an ensemble cast, obviously, but maybe we can bring him into this a little more gently.
Mm-hmm. So for this next one, would you like one that's a little more fully and less dialogue or...
One that's like hard Foley would be great.
Okay, great.
That could maybe has space for has capacity to be very Foley intensive.
Great.
I guess I should be the thing. Maybe I should crinkle some paper. You're saying
okay. Well, let's see what the clip is first, and see if there's opportunity to crinkle paper.
If that even makes any. You'd be. Sense.
I mean, you got to see how good I can make this paper really sing.
Okay, here's the clip. It's the very beginning of the movie.
Would this have made a good first clip? The beginning of the movie.
Okay. We're going to want music that's much more intense in this. We are going to need the car sounds, the car driving up. We're going to need the vocals of the guy driving the car.
The car can sound like paper. The guy driving should be talking a lot about how fast he's going and out of my way and stuff. Maybe what he's late for.
So let's just get this. I love this. This is Josh Hartnett driving up to school. We need car sound Foley, tires, engine, the whole deal. You use your mouth or I guess the paper. If you're that good with the paper, that maybe you
I'm
can.
Really good at it. Okay. Got some nicotine gum.
Okay. I'm going to do Sean. Okay. I'll do, some music. Sean, you can do the paper, and then maybe we can have a little dialogue between the two.
Yeah, why don't we should do a little dialogue.
Maybe one of you is the voice of the car and one of you is the voice of the driver.
One of you has to be the car. So let's decide who's who.
Well,
you go first.
That's not what we're deciding, who goes first and who goes second. We're deciding
who is playing each character.
I can be the voice of the car.
That was my instinct as well.
Are there any other people, human people in this?
We will do a girls only. We'll do a girls only track after this for them watching him drive up.
And, yeah.
But for right now, there's
that should
the driver
be pretty straightforward.
The car, and then there's the car.
All right. Okay. So
I'll be the hooping duping car. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Just the car. I think just the car is fine. Just being the car.
You don't think I can? Just, okay.
Honestly, for me, just being the car would be great.
Yeah, I'm happy you said that before we started because I didn't want to waste a run at it. Let's have you just be the car, and then if we have,
we
can
get
we'll
one
do
maybe
you're
where you're
about.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Let's get
there's time.
And you don't need any drums or anything. We'll just do the car. Yeah, I got you. I get it.
Do you have drums?
Yeah, he was just playing a little drum track.
Okay.
Oh, you know what I have right next to me? I think that would be really good.
What's that? Some whipped cream?
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar.
Yes, that'd be great. That's the instrument for a really fast car.
Yeah, that's really good.
All right. Okay. In 3, 2...
Should be talking a lot.
Sorry. You're right.
We started.
Let's get it again.
The car
and
should
cut.
Be talking so much during that
the
part.
The car should be saying
like, this
a lot
is
of
the
stuff.
Time. And even the driver is probably going to be talking about.
Right.
Going
so I can
that.
Be making the car sounds and the driver sounds, right?
If I may be wrong.
No.
I think the car is talking to the driver.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
Austin
absolutely right.
Is the driver.
You're absolutely I get it. Absolutely. Totally see it now.
All right. This is take two. In 3, 2...
Well, I don't have to take this abuse much longer.
Hey, your head's bleeding. First aid there.
Oh, Murray, start the chum line again, will you?
Let Hooper take a turn.
Hooper drives the boat, Chief. Stop playing with yourself, Hooper. Slow ahead, if you please.
You heard him. Slow ahead. Slow ahead. I can go slow ahead. Come on. Come on and chum some of this shit. You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Wait.
Shut out that engine.
Okay.
And cut.
That's 25.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
Parts of it were definitely good.
Yeah.
That's
I got to decide whether it's good.
It sounded like you were maybe like both being the car. And this is why I did want to figure out, like, what I was confused by is like one of you saying something and the other saying you heard him.
Yeah.
Because there are only two characters. So I don't know who you was.
Right.
And I guess I was coming to it with my own baggage.
Sometimes you just have to, like, I don't know. I guess we could, if you really wanted to do it this right now, Hayes, we could kind of like break down like the background of like the characters and how they got to where they're at. To me, it seems like
I'd love to hear. Actually, yes, I'd love to do that. I'd love to hear what you were thinking. Yeah,
I mean that car. I mean the car is clearly running on a full tank of gas right now. I mean, it's just like I'm sort of thinking of it as like it's not such like so important to like get into like yeah like who exactly like who are we talking about like you heard him. It's like, I don't know, there's something almost like, you know, you ever just say kind of that kind of shit to your car when you're driving around in your car?
Well, I noticed they were talking about Hooper a lot.
Yeah, that was Hooper, something that also...
That's what they call... Oh, no, I thought that was the name of the school.
The school is not called Hooper, I don't think.
Or is that? Oh wait, that's
they did show. I mean, we're locked in. Yes, and we're locked into the visuals. Kevin, go back a little bit because they do show the name of the school, and I think it's going to bump on people if people are calling.
If everyone's referring to the school,
Harrington High.
Oh.
If characters are calling the school Hooper, when we just saw
Harrington,
I would be okay with a 3 or 4 minute dialogue scene where the kids establish that they all have a nickname for their own high school, which is Hooper.
Hooper, yeah.
And maybe that could be the classroom scene where I still feel like we didn't really nail the dialogue. That they could be talking about how, like, isn't it, you know, why did we all start calling the school Hooper? And then, like, you know, there's some backstory. But even that would come after this. So I think still in this
and
scene,
even
we shouldn't
this,
use it yet.
I don't think really works the way it was being used. It didn't sound like they were talking
to the school.
School.
No, right. It sounded like they were talking about a guy or, yeah.
It made, the school, like, to me, is so clear.
The school is like so clearly eating these people right now.
Yeah, the school is, well, the school is an alien as well. And so, like, but that's for the end. That's when you realize that the school is like eating everyone.
The whole school is a hornet's nest. Does it become relevant that is the hornet thing kind of like a symbolism?
I don't think so. I mean, I guess we can do that too. Like we
can
have the whole
we can lay that in later. We have a bunch of shit to fill in. We've got nothing right now.
Hornet.
You want to break it up?
Do the other guys in the band, do you think, like, they, like, do we swap out?
Would they be more helpful on any side of it? Like, either doing some of the music or Foley that matches up or doing dialogue that where they're not saying Hooper as much as you guys seem to want to do?
I mean, I tell you what, you can call them, but I'm not sure they're going to answer.
They're pretty into Hooper.
They're also going to be doing that?
They're going to be locked on that? Wow.
Should we just try it again? I mean, I feel like...
Yeah,
it
let's
felt
do the-
at first like this was such a lucky, like, that we had secured the rights to this on the same day that we had this, like, pretty cool band on.
Right, the stars
had aligned, and I'm finding that we're set so far back from where we started. We're like, I don't think I even know if I want to do this anymore.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, I mean, it's a little unfair. I mean, that's a lot of pressure to put on. Because, you know, it's like you invited us over and we're happy to come over. We love hanging out. But, like, we didn't know
that's
that
nice.
This was...
We love you, too.
But, like, I don't want you to think that...
I love you.
How are we to know that we were going to...
Let's
that, like,
talk
you know.
About... Let's do the car
we're
one
not
more time.
Do, yeah, you don't have to do Upright Citizens Brigade. You know what I mean? Just maybe the car... is the car. Let's give you a little guidance.
Okay.
Maybe the car is like a polite British computer who's saying, like, you know,
I've got it.
Let's go. Kevin. He's got it.
3, 2, and.
If I could get back in my human body, I'd give you such a spanking right now. I tell you what. Unbelievable. I used to be your real life human father. And now I'm just stuck being your car forever. God damn it.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Don't just be fooling around with my trunk. Put that back, son. Just because I'm your dad inside a car now. Don't walk away from me.
Man, my hair feels weird all pasted to my head.
Okay, that's... Okay.
Okay.
Cut.
So much of that was really working. I really got... Sean! Buddy!
Hello, when did the car show up and Sean left? That was incredible, the story that you were able to craft.
I think that it was like, it took me a minute, but I get now. I think it just took me a little while to feel like I could really stretch out in the space, but I feel welcome now.
So funny, because I had said polite British. That car was not polite, was not British, and yet you found the note behind the note.
Mm-hmm, which was, it should be the kid's dad.
Who's pissed at him.
Is now a car, and
still
he's mad.
Kind of stern.
And he wants to give his son a spanking.
Yeah.
Right. And then his son grabs something out of his ass.
And right now I know so much about both of them.
Yeah.
Right? Like knowing, okay, your dad was turned into a car, traumatic. He wants to give you a spanking, history of abuse. And so that's going to justify some of the behavior we see for Josh moving forward, which is he's a really bright kid, but he's going down a dark path.
Also, I mean, like, stressful for the car that his son keeps, now in multiple scenes, keeps referring to it as a boat. That there's like this disconnect of like, he doesn't even seem to know what a car is.
That would be really discouraging. Yeah. If you were a car and your son was calling you a boat, it's like, where do you even start?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not convinced he's calling the car a boat. It feels more of like a metaphor, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you are doing then, because we have addressed some of Sean's stuff. And I think in fairness, so... I'm also not convinced he's calling the car a boat. I'm not convinced that what you're saying has anything to do with what we're watching at all.
The only thing that was working, honestly, your sweet spot is the girls only track. And that's what we figured out.
The stuff about lunch transported
me. Was good. The lunch was really good.
Yes. You live on the girls only track.
I feel like
we found it.
Which to know that this early is like, that's going to save us so much time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad to know I have a place.
There's a lot of really, really interesting, like sort of like opportunities, like all puns that you can imagine going, like Josh Hartnett could say something like, give me a break, dad, or whatever, you know, like break a car, but dad, like you're my dad and you're a car.
And break the car. Yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah.
Dad.
And then
whatever you break, say. Dad.
The old airbag.
Whatever you say, you putz.
Shut up, bro. I'm going to put like, you know, regular gasoline in your tank.
Right.
Okay. And that's dad. Or I guess they kind of sound alike, but that's okay.
So yeah, Josh Hartnett's now sounding like
that him, makes sense.
He says, give me a break, dad. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like genetic, that voice.
I know I've given you a hard time, kid, but I've been burning rubber for a lot longer than you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be a car like me someday, too.
Oh, so he is going to be a car as well.
He will be a car.
He'll become a car. It's like Teen Wolf. It's like a family curse that at a certain age you turn into a car.
Yeah, probably like around 50.
50.
I think. Feels about right. When you're 50, you're going to be a car. That feels right.
So you guys are going to Mardi Gras?
Is that what's up?
What's that? What are we sipping on?
Oh, this is just water here.
Too big.
Well, I think it's the angle. It is a lot of this stuff.
No, it's not the angle, dude. That's
numbers on the side indicating the thickness.
It's just exactly
the angles that I can see the number.
No. I put those numbers on there. They're different. They're from something else.
You put fake numbers from something else on there?
On a small water container to make it seem big?
Yeah, actually, I did. And I'll tell you why.
Can I get one of those?
Yeah. Actually, this is, it, honest to God, just reminded me of a crazy idea I had last night. For a reality, like a reality show kind of thing called Leisure Demand Now Dog, maybe is what it's called. And it's
that's the name house, of it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a house full of magicians who are like competing to be, I guess, the best magician. But they're, the whole thing is they're kind of like fucking with each other with magic tricks the whole time.
Oh.
Like they're always so like kind of like
Leisure
Demand
Now Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could
and
work.
They're like these magicians. It's like a lot, you know, you get like a Chris Angel type. You have like a David Blaine type, you know, like. You know,
right.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.